This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We call it What's on Your Mind. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall Day, where we have Congressman Kevin Cramer as our guest today to take your calls, questions, and comments. We'll get his take on a couple of things we talked about last hour. One, President Trump's speech last night, just the overall Trump agenda and where we're at. Also, a little bit about the big news that Energy Transfer Partners has filed a lawsuit against hate groups. That's what I call them, because they're the ones putting the money into the into the machine that gets this hate exported all across the country and funds the eco-terrorists and the thuggery that came to North Dakota and what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, and with a little bit of what happened last night in Arizona after that address by the president. You really you can't make it up. There's a lot of it out there. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklett Chevrolet. Let me tell you a little bit about a new set of wheels. That if I were you, I would I'd get on the phone and I would I'd say, you know what? How about a test drive? I'm gonna head on over to where am I gonna go to? Valley City, I guess, is where this one is at, and I'm going to take a look at a 2011 Buick LeCeron, the CXL package, full size sedan. This one has only 32,000 miles on it. Yeah, that's very nice. It's got a V6 in it, leather seats, heated seats, white diamond color with the popular backup camera. Hey, here's my favorite part. Ready? Local one-owner trade. Sold it new at Pucklett. Know the owner. Know the car from day one. Done all the service. Priced on the lot at $15,995. Because you listen to this program, you go in there and tell them Todd Mitchell told me. Scott Hinnon told me. I heard this on the radio on What's on Your Mind Today, and I heard you're going to slash the price all the way to $14,428. $1,500 off. Hop online, check it out for yourself at Pucklett Valley City. And they have a mint condition, one-owner vehicles, many of them there, besides this 2011 Buick LeCeron here you get for that great deal. Pucklett Chevy, Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City, and, of course, online at Pucklett.com. And they're in Bismarck as well, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, phone number is 800-228-0550. Locally, 258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us or text us, 701-367-2054, or Todd will take him at 226-8503. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Did you watch President Trump's address last night?
Every second of it.
We spent a good portion of the first hour hearing from our listeners about it. What were your impressions? What did you think?
Well, a few things. First of all, you know, one thing we always have to keep in mind is the President of the United States commands an audience that no one else can command. And therefore, when he takes his message to the road and does it in this format, everybody covers it to some degree, you know, different degrees. But it's available for everybody in the country pretty much to watch. And he takes advantage of that to set certain records straight. I thought his relitigation, if you will, of his comments after Charleston and the response by the media. It was one of those things where I look at it and go, gee, you know, somebody else should maybe be making this case, but no one else can command a national audience. So you have the guy, the man himself, who knows the issue very well. And so I know...
It clearly bugs him, is what I'm trying to say, that he was, you know, that selectively he was criticized for that whole thing. But I'm just saying overall, what's my most important mission, it sort of detracts, doesn't it?
It does, but I also understand why he does it. But here's another thing that occurs to me, Scott, as we dissect this. So after his statements, after Charleston, I supported it, as you know. I've been quoted in The Hill, I've been quoted in Foreign Communications, I've been quoted on national radio, supporting it, because I like to dissect, and I like to challenge people. What did he say that was wrong? And then they're dumbfounded. But guess how many other members of Congress, including Republicans, who say they support Donald Trump, did the same thing? None. Instead, they sort of run for the hills and jump on the bandwagon and go, yeah, I wish this, I wish that. you know, I think it's up to us to defend our president when we know he's right. That gives you more credibility.
He's got plenty of critics. There's no shortage of people to pile on.
So on the one hand, yes, I think that does just detract a little bit from talking about the wall and immigration reform and the things that are important to Arizonans and then and to the country, to talk about tax reform is, when it's coming up next. The fact that he was in Arizona where, you know, John McCain cast the vote that killed the opportunity to repeal and replace Obamacare, and the fact that the other senator has written a book critical of Donald Trump, and they're both Republicans.
He's got 18,000 people there.
What I said earlier is that the
crowd
right.
and the response to him speaks volumes to Jeff Flake and John McCain.
If I was Jeff Flake, I'd be very, very concerned.
Right. Yeah. So I don't even know that you need to get cute with, should I say his name?
Right.
They want me to say his
right.
name. I mean, because
right.
now you've already elevated him.
Right.
And, of course, McCain and the one vote, I won't say the name. But,
yeah.
you know, I mean, I almost want more, you know, Donald Trump is never going to change how he does what he does.
Nor do we want him to.
Right. Because that's why we elected him.
Right.
But I also think, within that category, he could maybe say, "I'm going to go on a charm offensive."
Yeah,
he's won some deals by his charm. So
yes,
you know,
ever.
I mean,
yeah. Well, and the thing, Scott, that I always say, and you know, I've said it on this show, and I've said it a lot of times, that, you know, he does not have the luxury anymore of being compared to Hillary Clinton. Now, that's, you know, he beat her. He won. He's the president. So now his context is accomplishment. And that's what he's going to be judged on. And that's what we need to be talking a lot more about is what has been accomplished and what do we need to accomplish by the end of this year and the next term and all of those things.
You put out a statement today and say actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
What did you mean? That we're not focusing enough on what he's done?
Well, no. What I said, I focused on the president's comments about immigration and the wall, and you know the fact that illegal border crossings are down like 70-some% since he became president without the wall because of his strong position. That arrests are down because there aren't as many people crossing illegally. They're down nearly 50% and apprehensions. So the point is, my point is, it's working. What he is doing is working, and we as a Congress need to back that up. In the House, we did that. We passed the appropriations bill before the August recess that includes the wall. We put every penny into the wall that he asked for in this appropriations bill. It's now over in the Senate where they deliberate. As you know, they're the most deliberative body in the world. So they deliberate. I don't know if they can keep that $1.6 billion for this year in it or not, but here's the thing. This is why it was important for him to go to Arizona. It's why it's important for John McCain and Jeff Flake, who have been antagonists of the president's, to see those 18,000 people, to hear that roaring crowd, and to understand, no, we want this wall built. And come on, senators, get on board with the House of Representatives who are doing their jobs. They've done their job on this. Now you do yours. And so I think that was what I was focused on. That's why he went to Arizona in the first place.
But there's a lot more coming out of last night than that.
There's a lot more, and I think that's why I worry that some of what I just mentioned gets, you know, diluted a little.
So, folks, I'm not trying to criticize Donald Trump. I'm trying to, you know, I guess you could use the word criticize. I'm trying to encourage him to use his talents in a way that's going to make all those things more likely. And, you know, I mean, I remember this is going to seem like a strange example, but I think you were there. That's why I want to ask you about it, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Rick Santorum came to North Dakota at a very critical time in the Republican nomination against Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. And Santorum was gaining some momentum, and the ballroom was filled with like 2,000 people standing.
It was a rally
unlike North Dakota had ever seen.
It's the best. It was incredible.
And clearly people said, I don't like Romney, I don't like the staff, I want somebody different. And Rick Santorum was a beneficiary at that time. So there's 2,000 people standing.
He won our...
And Rick Santorum got up and talked. And talked and talked and talked and talked. Okay, it was interesting, but it was a hot room, and it was about an hour and 20 minutes. And people came in way more excited than they left.
Yeah,
and that's not the way it's supposed to work. Now, I'm not saying people, you know, weren't excited when they left yesterday, but I'm saying just, you know, take it and slice off 20%. Right? You know, is that fair criticism, or is it petty?
I think I don't think it's petty. I think it is fair because here's the deal. Remember, there are these three co-equal branches of government. Any one senator in a vote where you're at 49 has as much power at that moment as the president of the United States. So you do, you know, you're better if they're with you than if they're against you. Now, occasionally you have to use your other leverage, you know, and he does that pretty well. So whether it's carving up 20% or not, I don't know. I don't think you have to change Donald Trump, and his base will love him every bit as much if he continues to be himself. But then also, you know, uses the term offensive, as you talked about it, or even just gets pretty serious about a couple of matters, like he did the night before in his Afghan speech, which I thought was phenomenal. I thought it was fantastic. And he did, there's a case where he differentiated himself from previous commanders in chief very nicely, while also giving great encouragement to our men and women in uniform and to our country, even to the skeptics who think we ought to just abandon Afghanistan altogether. You know, he walked a fine line on his Afghanistan policy, and I think he presented it very, very effectively.
Yeah, and I thought it was great. I thought there was a ton of momentum coming out of it, and it shut off the noise of the last week, which was great. My only question is now, are we going to be, you know, the media is going to not like whatever he says, so maybe that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
More with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your calls when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thompson and Sons, the little plumber, right? All those years, lots of good history for H.A. Thompson and Sons over the years. And, of course, a well-known Bismarck business with a rich 100-plus-year history of serving folks. And now they're doing that all over North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana as well. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contracting. Ask them about the Link service contract. My message today really for business owners who are seeing that bottom line tighten. And to learn more about these environmental maintenance agreements now, building and business owners taking advantage of those in more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains that allow H.A. Thompson to maintain your mechanical heating and cooling systems and, more importantly, save you money. HATandSons.com. Call them at 223-3393. All right, it's Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's get to the questions for Congressman Kramer. Wanda in Moorhead, you are first to go for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you'll notice I'm in Moorhead, Representative Kramer, but my heart is in North Dakota.
but your taxes are in Minnesota.
American Legion, Trump out of Rame.
Ah, yes.
All right.
Wow.
Great story.
That's awesome.
And so my heart is there, and obviously, as far as being conservative, you know that the senators and representatives of Minnesota kind of don't listen. But I have been curious.
Okay.
I know that you, couple questions.
Sure.
I know that McConnell was here when you were making your run, and I think a lot of people are seriously disappointed with how he's using the the Republican Party,
mm-hmm.
and or else not using it. But my biggest question is, how do I find out before the election? And Heidi Heitkamp voted for it way back. There was a plane load of cash, none of it American, delivered to Iran. And there was a bunch of cash that was given to, I can't remember if it was Pakistan or the, who's fighting the Israelis.
Okay. Now, there's a couple of things. I'm going to try to sort through a little bit, and then you can help me so I'm answering the question you're asking. On the first point, though, I want to make it clear. Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate leader, came to North Dakota when I was running for the House. And I don't remember if it was the first year or the second term. I think it was the second term, actually. So I was running for re-election. He came here for a fundraiser that Senator Hoeven hosted, I think for the Senate Republican Campaign Committee. It wasn't even for the House. So anyway, but I did attend it, and I did contribute to it. So... And we could have a long talk about Mitch McConnell. We could have a long talk about the Senate rules that I think are so archaic as to be completely screwed up.
Put it this way, you're a bigger fan of Donald Trump than Mitch McConnell.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love them both, but we need to figure out a way to... They can dislike each other, but we have to find a way for them to work together to get Donald Trump's agenda done. With regard to the cash thing, so I want to make sure I understand. Are you talking about after the Iran nuclear deal passed that Barack Obama pushed through with all of his Democratic friends in the Senate? We killed it in the House. Or we passed a vote of disapproval in the House. The Senate failed to do that, largely thanks to, well, completely thanks to Democratic senators. And that was followed up by a bunch of cash on pallets that was delivered to Iran as part of the deal. If that's what you're talking about, that was American cash. That was United States. I think those were United States dollars. And that was just the beginning of the wealth that we made available to Iran as a result of that horrible, horrible nuclear deal. It validated their nuclear program. It opened up markets around the world to them, lifted sanctions. It allowed Vladimir Putin and the Russians to sell them or deliver to them a defense system, a missile defense system that can shoot down our missiles and shoot down our airplanes so we can't even enforce the deal. I mean, it was anybody with a kindergarten education could have looked at that deal and known that this was bad for the United States. Here's what I equate it to. You look at where we are in North Korea. If a president 30 years ago would have been paying attention, and every president since, they wouldn't have kicked this can down to the end of the road, which is where we are today.
So why did you vote for it?
Who's that?
Senator Heitkamp.
Oh, why did she vote for Iran nuclear?
You're saying anybody with a kindergarten level of education would understand this is a bad deal for America, and she's in favor of it. I mean, is this another case of the flaring rule where, North Dakota's against it, North Dakota Energy doesn't want it, we're twisting ourselves into knots to say some people support it who don't, is a bad deal, but... I can't be the one that does that because then Chuck Schumer's going to be mad. In that case, it would have been Harry Reid that would have been mad. Or
well,
what?
You'd have to ask her on one of her appearances on your show, or perhaps...
Those are quite infrequent.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I don't... Well, yes.
Yes. Before he went out of office, there was money delivered to the Palestinians. That's what I was trying to think of. Were there no Republicans that knew about that?
I guess I'm not, I don't have a direct recollection of that issue itself. I will tell you this, that there are, that the president has a great deal of power, and some of it is power that is granted by the Constitution. Others are powers that have been abdicated by the Congress over the decades and maybe even a couple of centuries, where the president has these funds, whether it's in the State Department, oftentimes it's discretionary money in the State Department, in the form of various foreign aid tools and whatnot. Sometimes it's in the Defense Department. So I'm not familiar right now, frankly, with that the Palestinian situation that you're raising. I will tell you that the confusion over who our allies are in the Middle East was a major problem for Barack Obama. I mean, he spent most of his presidency apologizing to the Middle East for our support of Israel. As you know, he even opposed the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking to a joint session of Congress to the point where he didn't even send the Vice President to preside over it. I mean, you can't hardly make it up as I look back on the history of Barack Obama and wonder why we have lost our standing in the world, and that God bless Donald Trump for restoring it.
Wanda, thank you. We do need to move on because we have a bunch of calls waiting, but please call next week if you have a follow-up question. And in the meantime, maybe on the Palestinian thing, try and find another news story on that because I don't recall that either.
Much of it that it could have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that went on in the final hours of the Obama administration. Another one that doesn't get the attention is reducing the amount of classification eyes, or I forget how they say this, but basically they took top secret information and said where only maybe three people could see it, now 30 people could see it, so they could leak it and have less chance trying to find out who leaked it.
Well, and the unmasking issue, yeah. Well, that is under investigation, and hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it.
Wally in Souris, what's your question for Congressman Kramer?
Hi, Scott. Congressman Kramer, thanks for taking my call. I'm wondering, if you're aware of the, you'd say, allegations concerning USDA and their alleged manipulation of production data in regards to crop insurance indemnity payments this year due to the drought.
I am not. This is the first I've heard of it, but we will get right on it and check it out for sure.
There's a lot of talk out there, not only just from the producer side, but in the trade as well, that some of these forecasts that they put out, the last one, was August 10th, that the numbers just don't seem to be indicative of what's going on out there.
Hang on. We'll finish on the other side here. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The addition of the Dakota Access Pipeline has prompted a seismic shift of oil by pipeline versus rail. Lynn Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, explains.
We saw the market share for crude by rail drop 20%. So it was a huge market share shift from roughly 51% of our crude oil being shipped by pipeline to now 70%. The actual volumes being moved by rail estimated have gone from 300,000 barrels a day over the recent months, probably the last year or so, have dropped now to less than 100,000 barrels a day, down in somewhere around 80,000 to 90,000 barrels a day moving by rail. And so it's going to really impact our rail crude shipping facilities. So it does create some opportunity for people that want to move natural gas liquids or maybe get into the liquefied natural gas business. There's going to be some infrastructure available that they could retool to ship those products.
Len Helms joins us on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. A year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Your town hall continues. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Text 2 at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. I'm too embarrassed to read this one right here.
Yes.
So I'm going to hand the phone to you. Yeah.
So this last one, thank God for Scott Hinnon. Keep up the great work and positive messages. Forget the godless radicals.
No, I should have just shortened it and not got the other
side. You know, and that kind of, when your wife sends a text like this, I'd be embarrassed, me too.
Exactly right. But let's focus on not his misguided appreciation of yours truly and talk about what he's saying.
Yeah.
Forgetting the godless radicals.
Yeah.
That kind of goes back to, again, what we're talking with Donald Trump, right? So
yeah.
I think that's a fair point. Let me just finish.
Yeah, I think this discussion right before the break's worth exploring a little bit.
Wally's still there. And, yeah. Wally, I found an email while I was in the break. When you called, I remembered getting an email about this from a listener. And so I did a little digging on this. And I did read that to Kevin. So now I think we're kind of up to speed on it. Is there anything you can do about it?
Well, we can certainly look into it and probably will. And I'll contact Mike Conway, the chairman of the Ag Committee. He no doubt is aware of it. And see if they're, I don't know if they have an oversight subcommittee or not, but they can certainly look into it. And to Wally's point, what he's talking about is the crop insurance program is under the USDA in the what's called RMA or Risk Management Agency. They oversee the crop insurance program. And other parts of the USDA oversee, of course, the crops themselves. And so there's a, the crop reports. I was reminded, I was thinking about this movie from several years ago, Trading Places, where Eddie Murphy and
Dan Aykroyd
switch places in Wall Street, and there's this crop report that allows this.
Wasn't it an orange crop?
They try to short the market based on this crop report, yield report. So anyway, to his point, crop insurance is paid out based on, of course, the value. Both crop insurance and these revenue risk programs, right? And
revenue assurance.
Yep. So revenue assurance. So if U.S. since you have the same agency that both tracks yield, which can change price, obviously, so supply demand, and also manages the crop insurance program, it's conceivable, if there's not a wall between the two, that one can manipulate the other so that USDA doesn't have to pay out a lot. And I'm not accusing him of that. The timing causes some to be suspicious, and so what we can do is look into it.
A 12% drop, you know, is significant, and obviously, you know, exasperated by the fact you have the drought situation. So not good at all.
Right. But, well, because let's remember, the first thing it does is drops price. So if you do have a crop, you're going to get a lower price. And if you, for what's insured or what you have, you know, have a, you know, a safety net under, the safety net covers at a lower price. And so that's the problem I think Wally's raising.
Do you think you could get somebody from the Department of Agriculture to join us on a future talk radio town hall to explain?
Sure. I get people on this show from USDA, and he thinks I can do it every day. No,
yeah.
Perhaps I can,
EPA,
Scott.
You know, USDA.
No, perhaps I could, Scott. Yeah, okay. I think it's worth it.
Because they ought to justify what happened. And by the way, that note came from Jim Bob up at Southwest Grain, so appreciate the call,
yep,
or the email, and also the call from you.
I know Jim Bob very well.
You do?
Yep.
All right. Wally, thanks for getting us on that one, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Because as producers, we have to commit to our coverage levels and the program that we want to be involved in by March 15th for the crop year. And it seems like it's getting a little more common for RMA to tweak the rules a little bit throughout the year. And it doesn't, I mean, if we as a producer play games, we're going to be taking the path for it. You know, if that's really what's going on, it's criminal. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's worth a look. I hope we're wrong. And we're fortunate up here. We're harvesting a pretty nice crop. But for the guys who aren't, it's millions and millions of dollars.
Yes, it is. Yep.
So it's a big deal, and I appreciate you looking into it.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Appreciate the call. Here's a first-time texter who says, I truly hope Mr. Trump starts taking the high road. Stop beating the dead horse, fake news, and focus. I think most of us supporters believe in his business savvy, and trust that he can get things done. But keeping up the crazy media blasts, people will eventually lose faith and interest.
So this is an interesting text, because I think this is how a lot of Trump supporters feel. Here's what we want more than anything. As much as we love the rallies and the rhetoric, and we don't want him to change. I do not want him to change. It is his. He's right a lot of the time, but we also want him to succeed. And by succeed, I mean we want his agenda to succeed. And so, you know, if he has to modify it a bit, I don't mean that he has to adopt to the swamp, but modify it a little bit so that we can succeed in passing lower taxes and tax reform, you know, build the wall, do things like, you know, repeal and replace Obamacare. That's what we want to have done at the end of the day. And frankly, with the Trump economy doing so well, I mean, you know, the lowest unemployment rate in 17 years, wages are up, we had the lowest workforce participation rate a year ago, and now we have about the highest workforce participation rate. The 401ks, everybody's retirement funds are doing great. So clearly, gross domestic product rose 2.6%. That was, you know, considered impossible a year ago. So last quarter, 2.6%. I mean, things are going the way we want them to go. And we should focus on that, but we can make it really boom with some serious tax reform and other regulatory reform.
I actually feel better about the rally last night and everything now than I did then. I think somehow in the minute you kind of think, okay, we turned the corner on some of that, and the Afghanistan speech and you know, every minute into today, I'm kind of saying, this is going to be Trump without question.
This is the new normal for a while.
And quite honestly, there is value in diminishing the value of, diminishing the brand of the media.
Yep.
Having people recognize that they are not credible. I mean, they're going to come out of this less and less credible.
Yep.
The swamp media.
Yep.
And there's some value in that. There's no question about that. Another texter says, I think the president should pick a county or a state, have them follow his tax plan and whatever else, watch that area grow by volumes. Just an idea.
There you go.
Little laboratory.
I love it.
Could you do that?
I don't know that you could. You probably can't, but you can look at states that have lowered taxes and lowered regulations and simplified their tax code at the state level and see how they've boomed. And that should be the example for the federal government. And so when we take up tax reform, we know we're looking at going from 7 brackets to 3, lowering the corporate rate from 35 to 20 or somewhere in that range. At one time, 25 was the goal. Then the president threw out 15 as a goal. We sort of landed on 20. And make them more, you make it simpler for people to do their taxes, double the standard deduction, make it, now people can do their taxes on a postcard, and then more importantly have a federal a tax that is competitive globally and allows the repatriation of money without a penalty. We'll get to 3% plus maybe close to 4% growth, I believe. Let's try it out. Let's let United States be the laboratory. Let's just do it.
And for everybody concerned about my criticism of President Trump, don't call it criticism. Call it concern.
Yeah.
And know it's about loving this guy and his agenda and just wanting it to be a little bit better.
We need it to be successful.
And I welcome everybody on the other side because I love the fuel and the passion. And I think those of us that sort of every once in a while say, gosh, let's just a little bit different, need to continue to hear from people say, stop, you're being one of them, because it kind of keeps all of us on the same team of wanting him to succeed. And I think all of us, wherever you're at on the spectrum, judge him by the outcome, right? Judge him by what has been done. Don't judge him by, a rally or what's been done there. Bob in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead. Hi, Bob. Are you there?
Yeah, this is Bob. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to make a couple points about our experience with Obamacare and the tax code in the last year. We've spent $100,000 out of our pocket on medical expenses last year. Mm-hmm. And we have the gold plan from Blue Cross, which is a little over $18,000 a year. So first off, we're early retirees. We're not quite old enough for Medicare. But when we worked, if our job provided us health care, or if we had to buy health care while we worked, we were able to take that health care off the table and not have to pay income taxes on the money we spent on health care. But now that we don't have a job, we don't have that option. We have to pay 100% of our cost of health care without being able to pay it before taxes are withheld
right.
from our paycheck.
Right.
So we're penalized there. Also, when you cross the state line, all of a sudden, in North Dakota, our deductible was $2,300. But if we were in Moorhead and we wanted to go to that new great Sanford Hospital in Fargo, we had a second deductible account that is $4,000 because you cross state line. In our case, my wife had to go to Texas, so we had to pay an additional $4,000 out of our pocket. Then a very specialized surgery she had to have.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance wouldn't cover some of it. The Blue Cross in Texas would pay $4,000 for a 9-hour surgery that cut half her skull off. And the transmission will cost you more than that. So we had to pay $72,000 out of our pocket for this $200,000 surgery. But fortunately, we were able to take that out of our retirement account rather than, mortgage our house to the hilt or, frankly, not be able to afford to have the health coverage we needed or health care. So we took it out of our retirement account, and now that account says income on our tax return.
Yeah.
And we're able to deduct the medical expenses except for the first 10%. So now we have another $100,000 that we added on to our normal income because this is a one-time emergency thing. But we had to pay $10,000 of that right off the bat. Then that income is included in your adjusted gross income. So every calculation, everything ever considered in your taxes after that calls that income, which now our income went up $100,000. So now my wife, who is self-employed, works part-time, her business expenses are subject to a 2% floor. Well, now there's another 2% of $100,000 that we're unable to deduct as business expense.
Bob, let me interject right here, if I could, because we're on 30 seconds before we're going to go to break here. This is a story you've heard before.
I've heard this story many, many times. Bob's story is very familiar to me, I mean, in the sense that I've heard it from a lot of people. And so that whole Affordable Care Act thing that I hear so much about obviously isn't affordable. And Bob's experience is exactly, let me put it this way, we need to do lots of things, and our bill did this, but we're going to have to do it, I think, one issue at a time, because I want to find out where Democrats really stand on things like allowing Bob or any other self-employed or individual to deduct the same way that their company can deduct their insurance premiums. Why you can't even deduct it? The cost is beyond me.
Any relief for him short term?
Unfortunately, until Obamacare gets repealed and replaced, until he gets Medicare age, of course.
Bob, I appreciate the call very much. I wish we had more time. We do not. We're going to the break here. But do me a favor. Keep telling the story. People have to understand how bad that is.
And if we can capture Bob's contact information. We'd like to get back in touch with them.
We'll link you up with Congressman Kramer's office, too, so that those details can get there. So hang on, Bob. Manny will get that. Don't go away.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood, NDSU attire, buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000 in PetroServe giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean white stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day. Four items, $4. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing why employers should be concerned about the effects the drug epidemic could have on their workplace.
People don't just use recreationally on the weekends to have a good time. An addiction is an addiction, and they need that all the time. So once somebody gets to that point where it is a priority in their life to have this in their system, they've got to have it whether they're at work or not. Just knowing that it's in the workplace is scary enough. Then you start thinking about the types of jobs that people are doing, you know, working heavy machinery or in safety-sensitive functions. They can have drastic effects as far as workplace incidents go.
Prepare your employees to identify signs of drug use by enrolling them in the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Learn more at www.ndsc.org.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
If you know this anyway. So here's what I said really fast. Here's what I said on Saturday. We're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is me speaking. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. That's me speaking on Saturday, right after the event.
So and he's absolutely right. And I would put that on a bumper sticker. I would put that everywhere and make sure people know what he said, because obviously
yep.
What was reported... was other comments. The problem I think he has is that he did say the other comments, but right. But I mean, saying that probably makes some sense.
Well, as I said to The Hill magazine, if Barack Obama had made those same comments, they would have called it poetry, you know.
Such a good point. All right, we have one segment left and only a short bit of time. I want to ask you about two things. One, you had a trip coming up that is going to have you on a delegation for President Trump, led by the Energy Secretary Rick Perry. But also, I want to ask you about the big news. We haven't had as much time as I'd like to spend today on the program. Matt Ramsey, President of Energy Transfer Partners, is going to join us tomorrow on the program to talk about it. What is your reaction to the fact that the lawsuit has been filed by a company, the Dakota Access Pipeline developer, to get to the bottom of who is funding these groups that have come in here to break the law?
Well, as you know, I've advocated for FBI or a Justice Department investigation into the possibility of racketeering charges for a long time. I think I'm proud of Energy Transfer Partners for doing it. This has got to be nipped in the bud by somebody, and they have the resources to do it, and they have the interest in doing it. So I'm glad they're doing it. I'm grateful to wherever it might lead. I hope that our Justice Department is on board, because racketeering is illegal. It is a criminal offense. There's also a civil cause jurisdiction as well, and I'm sure that's what ETP is using. But you've got to follow the money in these things. Otherwise, the money's just going to continue to get spread to these eco-terrorists and other violent leftist groups that that use, frankly, their brand of violence to stop commerce, and it can't continue.
Yeah, I see that actually the legal definition of terrorism has been met in the allegation of the lawsuit.
Big deal.
And when you start talking about that and following money, those...
Well, there are enhanced penalties for racketeering violations. If people want to do a little research, they should look up RICO or something like that, but they'll understand that there are... What RICO does, what happens is these criminal organizations, whoever they might be, that fund other illegal activity, when the person violates the law, let's say that they torch something, or they hurt somebody, or they blow up somebody's hand with an explosive device. Not just the person that did the act is culpable or liable, but so is whoever's paying them to do it. It used to be that other entity was shielded. That's what our racketeering RICO laws are about. And racketeering, of course, is it's serious business. It oftentimes isn't pursued by our legal system. It ought to be, and so I'm glad that the Energy Transfer is doing it.
Well, you look at some of the things they have done in the Dakota Access Pipeline, then you look at the affiliation with groups that have done things in other places, in Black Lives Matter, and just the vile nature of the lawlessness that was brought to North Dakota. It looks to me like hate's for sale. Somebody can write a check, somebody can funnel them money, and they'll go out and export the hate and carry out the hate. Is that too strong?
I think that's exactly right, and you have to follow that money back to the original source, and that's what this lawsuit should do.
All right. That is going to be a story that's going to be around for a while, because there are many tentacles to this, and I think, would you like to see, you mentioned the federal government, would you like to see the state government get more aggressive?
Well, the state government certainly needs to be involved in it, you know, and they really, I think that the state government could have probably been a little more aggressive right at the time when these accounts, these GoFundMe accounts and stuff were going. That's, I think, where we needed to be right away, but we weren't, so now it's, you know, it's important to sort of backtrack and follow that money back.
Do I understand correctly that President Donald Trump said, Kevin Cramer, I'd like you to go to Kazakhstan, and you took it as a compliment?
So it's Kazakhstan, yeah. Well, it's a small delegation, five people, the secretary and four of us, including the ambassador to Kazakhstan. It's an energy expo. It's called Expo 2017. It's an annual event. This year it's energy, and we're going to talk about future energy. It's a wonderful forum because there are 115 countries that will be there. Secretary Perry and I will be meeting with the president of Kazakhstan, the prime minister of Kazakhstan, and others. It's an oil and gas rich country trying to find relevance in our technology. A VP for GE is going, as well as a large investor. We're the entire delegation to go talk about the kinds of things that I was hoping we could talk about as part of the Paris Accord that we're now out of. Here's a new forum for us to go talk about American technology. And then we're going to go on, this hasn't been announced yet, but I might as well tell you, the secretary and I are going on to the Ukraine. You know, the first shipment of coal to the Ukraine from America just went out this week. So, we've got some interesting relationships in Ukraine, to say the least.
Well, that's great. Yeah. And I understand you're also planning on touring a North Dakota company's operations?
I just got an email now about it, yeah. So Titan Machinery, as you know, is very successful, perhaps the most successful ag implement dealership in the Ukraine, and they have a headquarters there. And so our State Department recognized that I was going, made the connection between North Dakota, me, and Titan Machinery, so they're lining up a tour for me.
Fantastic. Let me squeeze in one more call, and we really have to be quick here. So, Clint, Bismarck, give me your best 15 seconds here.
Okay, I won't ask what I was going to ask, but I'm just curious, one quick question. Why isn't President Trump and Vice President Pence's picture in the federal building in Bismarck? The hooks are empty.
Yep, let me look into that. I've talked to some other people about it. There's been some controversy about which picture to use, even, you know. But let me check it. It's time to get that done.
I've noticed the same thing. I'm trying to remember where I was at, where it wasn't updated yet. And it would seem to me in this day and age, it wouldn't be hard to find a picture to put it up.
We need to get more appointments in the federal building from President Trump as well.
In other words, those are the people that don't want his picture up.
Right.
Good question. Good way to end there,
yeah,
Clint. Thank you for that. Thank you, Congressman Kramer. Appreciate it.
Pleasure's always mine.
Congressman Kramer, among those that will be part of the North Dakota Broadcasters Association lunch today in Fargo. So we'll see you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites. Fantastic stay. Mainstay Suites and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.